This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Bank depositors were worried, but now the troubled bank First Republic has been sold to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, and the FDIC says depositors will have full access to all of their deposits. The AP's Jennifer King.
The seizure and sale of First Republic Bank to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank came after regulators worked late into the night. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation said California regulators had closed the bank and that J.P. Morgan Chase will take over all deposits and most of the assets. Stephen Kelly, a researcher at the Yale School of Management's Program on Financial Stability, says getting the bank in the hands of a larger one is the best possible economic outcome.
You may be wondering if your money is safe in the bank, any bank. Well, the answer is yes. If your money is in a U.S. bank insured by the FDIC and you have less than $250,000 there, if the bank fails, you'll get your money back. Nearly all banks are FDIC insured. This morning, authorities in Texas are trying to find out where is Francisco Oropesa, the man suspected of shooting five people dead in Texas. The AP's Julie Walker has been tracking this story.
FBI agent James Smith says they don't know where Oropesa is following the Friday night shooting in San Jacinto County.
We don't have any tips right now to where he may be. And that's why we've come up with this reward.
Neighbor Wilson Garcia, who lost his son and wife, says Oropesa was firing a gun to blow off steam when he asked him to do it away from his home because his baby was trying to sleep. Instead, he says Oropesa came over and opened fire. Sheriff Greg Capers.
Five people died in my county, and that is where my heart is.
Audio courtesy KPRC. I'm Julie Walker.
No injuries, but Virginia Beach, Virginia declared a state of emergency after a tornado moved through the area Sunday. This is AP News. Now to students who go to community colleges. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest on some new data.
Every year, hundreds of thousands of students start their college career with a community college, hoping to transfer credits. But for many of those students, they end up spending more money and more time earning a degree. Data from the National Student Clearinghouse says just one in seven students who started out with community college and then transferred to a university earned a bachelor's degree within 6 years. One of the biggest obstacles is a loss of credits during transfer. Starting at a community college and then transferring to a university is often advertised as a cheaper path to a bachelor's degree. But without clear guidance from community colleges, students could take courses they don't need. And four-year colleges have varying rules for accepting transfer credits. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.